Now, this week, Margaret Mills has returned, and is this week, I think you're taking us to the Victorian textile magnate of Gosfield. Is that a house or an individual?
Yes, Gosfield Hall, sadly, is no longer open to the public. Mm. It is a private venue now for conferences and weddings, but it has a long history. The building that's on the site now goes back to the 1700s. It's had quite a bit of work done to it over the years, but it still retains its 17th and 18th century appearance mm-hmm. and features. And from 1862, it was the home of an immensely wealthy man who made a lot of money out of the textile trade in a similar way to the Paycock family. Mm-hmm. This man was Samuel Courtauld.
Oh, wow.
Yes, Samuel Courtauld has an association with Essex, although he was born in America.
I didn't know that.
Yes, his father was a Huguenot, fled to England to escape religious persecution, set up his first silk mill, we're told, in 1809 in Essex, mm-hmm. but had to go backwards and forwards to America on business. The mind boggles at travelling to America in the 1790s, but there he did it. And while he was in America, he married, stayed in America long enough to start his family, and that is where Samuel was born.
Oh, right.
Came back to England with his parents and family, and we're told that his father, George Courtauld, was not a very good businessman. Mm. And was quite glad when Samuel was old enough to take over the reins from his father. Samuel, however, was completely different to his father. He was a born businessman and made enough money out of buying three textile mills in Essex, one at Halstead, one at Braintree, one at Bocking, to be able to buy Gosfield Hall. Which he did in the 1860s and set about turning the hall and the estate into a fitting residence for the Courtauld dynasty, hoping to establish a dynasty mm-hmm. that it would therefore become the family home. Sadly, when Samuel died himself in 1881, he only had one child, an adopted daughter, to hand the house on to. And the house went out of family hands in the 1930s. Had a bit of a checkered history since, was used by the military during the war, has been used as a nursing home since, residential retirement apartments, before currently being a conference and wedding venue. Mm. But Samuel made a lot of money, did a lot of work on the estate, and was very well known in the Gosfield area.
What happened to the business?
The business carried on. It didn't carry on in the hands of his adopted daughter. Females and business didn't mix in the 1880s, but it carried on in the hands of his nephews, and in particular a great-nephew, also named Samuel Courtauld.
Well, there we are. Okay, thanks very much indeed, Margaret. And where to next week then?
Next week we're going to Little Easton near Dunmow and the H.G. Wells connection.
Oh, right. Okay, thank you very much.